USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Household debt is surpassing $16 trillion. It did so in the second quarter of this year as inflation skyrockets. The $16.15 trillion figure was a $312 billion increase from the first quarter. Catastrophic flooding has Kentucky reeling. Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News that the storms have taken a toll on his state.
We're devastated for our friends and many families who I know personally up in eastern Kentucky. Nearly 40 people have perished in the flooding.
In addition to the fatalities, hundreds are still missing. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear saying the heat will now be the next challenge for the Commonwealth as cleanup efforts go on. President Biden tested positive once again for COVID today. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A new law in Louisiana hopes to keep high school sports fair.
Men identifying as women and boys identifying as girls can no longer participate in women's sports in the state of Louisiana. Fairness in Women's Sports Act is now in effect. The legislation first became law June 6 without Governor John Bel Edwards' signature, who had previously vetoed similar legislation back in 2021. Its success this time is due to an overwhelming majority support, with 72 in favor and only 21 opposed, making it veto-proof. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
With inflation rising, so is Americans' credit card debt. A report from the Fed Reserve Bank of New York found credit card debt surging from April through June. The report saying Americans are borrowing more and more, and a big part of increased borrowing is attributable to higher prices. Voters are heading to the polls in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi touched down in Taiwan on Tuesday despite warnings from China. Appearing on Fox News, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says he doesn't expect China to react beyond military exercises.
And I compliment Pelosi for stopping in Taiwan, and I also say to China or any other country, you can't tell Americans, members of Congress, where we can travel or not travel as long as we're welcome wherever we want to go.
Speaker Pelosi is the highest-ranking American official to visit Taiwan in 25 years. Rescue efforts continue in southern Kentucky following devastating floods. In Pike County, Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear says it's really hard to estimate how many people are still missing.
Kentucky State Police has done over 1,000 checks. One post reported all but 4 people.
More than 3 dozen people have died. Governor Beshear noting that high heat is expected and urges people to visit cooling centers. Ongoing rain has challenged rescue and cleanup efforts. The trial of a North Texas man accused of killing his daughters in a suspected 2008 honor killing is starting. Dallas County prosecutors telling jurors that Yasir Saeed wanted to control his daughters and was mad they were dating American boys. If convicted, he'll get life in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.